William
Walker.
William Walker.
And I.
I is to approve the recommendation, correct?
I said that three times now.
Buddy Saba.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Maria Armudian.
Yes.
David Adelson, are you there? Julie Chavez Rodriguez?
Yes.
Don Warren?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Patty Heffley? Ray LaForest?
No.
Michael Tarif Warren?
Yes.
Ngozi Kamau? Ngozi Kamau? Mike Martin?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Robinson? Yes. Mark Roberts?
Yeah.
Serena Shakir?
No.
Steve Pierce?
Yes.
Ngozi Kamau, are you there?
Yes. My vote is yes, please.
Okay.
Patty. Go back to Patty.
Patty back?
Patty, you back? How do you vote, Patty? Yes or no? Patty? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you say yes, Patty?
Is somebody on a cordless or cellular phone?
I have a cordless.
Somebody's phone is making this call very difficult.
Did we get a
I didn't hear a reply from Patty.
What was that?
I didn't hear Patty's vote.
Patty Heffley, are you there?
Yes, I abstain.
Oh, she abstains.
Okay.
The count is 13-3-1.
All right, well, with that, Mr. Chair, it passed, I believe, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right, that concludes my report, and I just want to say on behalf of myself and all the energized and engaged members of the committee as well as the PNB, thank you for your time and consideration.
Yes.
My compliments to the chair as well. He's working
hard.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks to all of you guys.
What a job. Well, now we're the coordinating committee report.
Actually, governing committee first.
I'm sorry, let me see.
No, coordinating committee.
No.
We switched.
No, you're right. We switched. Governing committee.
Sorry, is it governance or coordinating?
All right, is Dave Adelson there?
Governance.
Okay.
Governance committee.
Isn't that Dave's report?
Oh.
Yes.
We've lost Dave.
Okay.
Why don't we go on to the next one and then see if he comes
back?
We'll
have to do that.
Does someone have David's mobile phone number so I can call him offline?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
Thanks.
I'll go ahead and call him.
We're on a public web stream. Don't give out his number.
Yeah, I'll just call him. Don't worry.
Give it to me in Braille.
I'll just call
him. I'll go ahead and call him. You're calling him?
I'll go ahead and call him.
So can we go to coordinating? Well,
yeah, we can. I have a report from Bob Lederer regarding the committee's report. I don't know if that's what Dave wanted to report on. But let's go to coordinating.
Okay, this is Julie, and we finally convened coordinating committee. Thanks to everyone who attended. Dave had actually sent around copies of the minutes from our meeting, so if folks did not receive those, then please let me know, and I can resend those out. But he sent them out actually the evening after, or the same evening that we met. Understanding from the coordinating committee was that Dan was working on getting a legal opinion around director inspection rights that was then sent to the entire board. We had given Dan sort of a clear timeline of when he needed to have that to us and that we needed to have it available in order to discuss it with the full board at today's meeting. So we did not execute or take action on any of that, but instead kind of set a clear timeline. So I guess we can move into now the discussion on director's inspection rights. We did come to a conclusion as a committee that we were not going to make a formal motion or present a formal motion as a committee to this issue, since it was something that was involving the entire board and that our charge was just to coordinate information as opposed to sort of put forth a specific agenda or a specific, I guess, motion from our end. So I don't know. I guess we can move now to the director inspection rights discussion. I'm not sure if all of you have had a chance to read the opinion letter that Dan sent around.
I never got it.
Okay, well, I resent it again during this meeting, so in case you haven't checked your email.
I can't. I've only got one phone line. Sorry.
Can I just interrupt, because this was not sent around to the full board. I see that the opinion is dated on 4/22, which was Friday, but we got the rest. Apparently, I guess Ambrose got it and Julie got it, and I don't know who else got it, but the full board didn't get it until in the middle of this call, and probably some of the people are on dial-up connections and didn't get it now. So I just wanted to clarify that, and I think that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, I also would like to echo that. I'm on the coordinating committee and did not receive it until today when Julie sent it out during the meeting. So thanks, Julie, for sending it out. But, you know, I think Dan should be sending this out to all of us.
Okay. Well, then I will articulate that to Dan since he's not on the call.
Yeah. Yep.
And I got my copy tonight because I couldn't download it.
What do we want to do with it?
Is it a lengthy letter?
It is a lengthy letter.
It's a two-page letter. The gist of it, if you all would like me to kind of paraphrase and please add your input or...
Could you, Madam Vice Chair?
...things that I might forget. But the gist of it is that that the lawyer is recommending that we continue to move forward with the communication policy that we passed on 4/28/04, which said that all directors' requests should go through the coordinating committee and be submitted in a timely, reasonable fashion, and that the ED needed to respond in a reasonable time frame. And so he asked us to continue moving forward with that. He also made mention that there is a broad interpretation of absolute inspection rights as it relates to California law, that there he cited a number of different cases in which the interpretation has, fallen on both sides of the coin in terms of absolute, in that, you know, the directors were given absolute access, and in other instances where there was personnel and confidential issues that directors were not. He said that, again, that if we uphold the ruling that the board had made on April 28th, that would allow sort of a time frame for us to vet, I guess, those requests and determine whether or not it was reasonable and to encourage and work with the ED in order to process that. But, again, he did make mention that on personnel and confidential issues that it is subject to interpretation.
I'd like to make a quick point.
Yes.
It's been a month since the last meeting, and to email the letter in the course of the meeting a month later is only going to exacerbate the tension that we have on the board. I think that's really irresponsible.
Well,
you understand. Good for you.
He just apparently got the opinion on Friday.
Well, let me give
Friday
you some background to that,
to
actually. If I can, I can give you some information. At the meeting, I asked Dan squarely, what's been happening, because he said he needed two more weeks. And I said, well, it's been 17 days since the New York City meeting. What's going on? So I guess you could say what I'm trying to get at is I think I agree with who was it that I just spoke and feels that, you know.
Here's.
Pardon? Was that Steve?
Steve, yes.
Okay. I agree with Steve's sentiments. Like, look, there needs to be, some accountability here. It's really important. This is an issue, and if we constantly just, like, push it back, it's going to create a worse situation than if we deal with it now. It's really important that we do. I'm online, so I got to read this thing. And it does say that there is broad interpretation. However, directors do have rights, and it does have one exception where that's where the broad interpretation is. And that deals with very confidential documents. But besides that, the conclusion is that, Pacifica's policy is reasonable, and I'm reading this, in its approach to making these determinations. It requires review. It requires review for requests for inspection within a two-week period for good faith assessment of whether access to the documents might be subject to restriction or review of cases by legal counsel, prompt revision, so on and so forth. Again, this is another form, another situation where it's just going to delay things further and further if we only go by this opinion.
I think I'd actually like to clarify, Fadi, if I may,
sure.
Chairman. I don't believe that it calls for a delay. It just asks us to uphold and to work with the process that's currently in place, which is the coordinating committee. I think what the problem was prior to the PNB meeting in New York was that the coordinating committee had not convened, and so there was not an avenue for those directors to make their request.
No, but there was an avenue. But I'm sorry, I do. I would disagree with
wait,
you.
Wait, can I get on the staff
excuse
here?
The avenue is the PNB.
No.
No, the avenue is not the PNB, Fadi, because if you look back in our minutes, and I would request that every single member of this board read the minutes or the motion that was passed on April 28th of last year, which required all director requests to go through the coordinating committee.
Correct. But and Dave Adelson and myself at separate times have asked...
Just a minute.
Let me just make this comment. Dave Adelson and myself asked for the coordinating committee to meet and never did. Therefore, that route did not exist.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Oh, I think this is really an extreme statement to make. To take such a... Because of an exception to the rule, you're going to take one of the most important decision that we issues that we're deciding on, and you're going to apply that. I would be happier with that statement if it at least had been tried and had failed. And I think this is very important. I think we have a document in front of us. It behooves us to look at it carefully. Basically, I agree with what Julie says. What it is saying, it is that the right the directors have right, that we do have right. However, it's mediated by the nature of the information that we get, in the amount and type of information we're getting. Meaning that if you're asking for something that overwhelms an institution, they have the right to say, hey, you know, give us a little bit more time to do
Mr.
it properly.
Mr. Chair, may I address it, Mark?
Yes, you, Mark.
And then Wendy.
Okay, excuse me, I'm also on the coordinating committee and was on that call.
Hello.
Yes. I have a couple of things. One is, it seems to me that when we were in New York, and we had this request, and we put it to the coordinating committee. So we did that. In other words, we sent it to the coordinating committee as per the 428 motion. Then the coordinating committee met, and we said, well, we don't know one way or another because this is legal opinion we're supposed to be receiving. Of course, subsequent to that, we also discovered a second legal opinion from the lawyers for the directors. So that was also thrown into the mix. So we were supposed to get this on Friday, and we get it on Monday, and it seems to be saying, well, this process exists, but we've already kind of utilized it a little bit when we went to the coordinating committee last week. So I don't see why we have to go back to them to do that if, in fact, there's nothing in the letter. I mean, I agree that absolute is subject to interpretation, and I mean, I knew that going in. But having said that, based on the request, the only thing that seems that troubles me, I mean, I think cash receipts without a time frame for an organization that started, 25 years ago is a bit broad. But, I mean, if there's no direct objection from the attorney that was consulted by the foundation and by Dan with respect to the personnel records, which I think was the concern, the payroll, if there's no specific objection to that, then I don't see why we can't now move since we've already been to the coordinating committee, to have the board say, okay, fine, let's go forward with it. Why go back to the coordinating committee? What would it be accomplished with that?
Yeah, the only proviso I saw in it was that documents that might be unlawful to provide for inspection should be analyzed by legal counsel to determine their status on a case-by-case basis. That's the only proviso that...
But legal counsel has already been informed of the scope of the request, and if the legal counsel does not specifically say, by the way, that item about payroll, you might want to hold off on that one because of this and that reason as an opinion, then why would we hold off on it just because it's an area that could, you know what I'm saying, that could be. I think, Mark, what
the letter is indicating is that legal counsel has not had the ability to do it as comprehensively as it should be done.
That's
and,
right.
And that it would take time in order to adequately and effectively deal with that process. And I think that's where the time criteria.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I don't have the letter, so okay.
Miss
well,
Patty.
I don't either, but I've been listening.
Yes, Patty?
What happened to me? Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Put me on the stack.
I'm sorry.
This is Wendy.
Wendy.
I was next. What I'm seeing, well, I don't understand. What this letter is saying is that, well, first of all, I mean, this letter says specifically on it that people aren't supposed to talk about it. So everybody on this call needs to be really careful what they're saying. But at the same time, I can definitely say that this is saying, yeah, policy is probably a good idea. But it is not saying, God, I totally forgot my train of thought at this point because so many people keep coming up with this stuff. I'm sorry. I would like to know how much it costs for this legal opinion. And I would like to, what I also see from this is, yeah, just hire me some more and I'll tell you some more, you know? There's no question, even in this letter, I don't see any way that anybody could say that that directors cannot have access to the record. There's nothing in there that says that, and anybody that says that it says that is not reading it properly.
This is Michael Trefor again. I don't think it's denying that, but what it is saying in addition to that is that there may be any number of privileged issues that require close scrutiny, and that would take time in order to determine the nature of the privilege and the amount of issues that exist. And I think those issues are very important. They're important for any process, whether it be this process or any other process where privilege is a concern. And I think that's what the letter addresses.
Well, Michael, be that as it may, would it be possible?
Are you on the list? Are you on the staff there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the stack. Yep. Patty, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
You're next.
Okay. Well, this is all fine and well. One of these issues here, one of these cases stated is that people don't have rights to see how people voted. That's how lame some of these arguments are on here. This opinion here is a similar opinion to the last opinion that was last year. They were just, spending money here trying to get the right answer when we've had every amount of information from, you know, board training last year to the decision by Fink last year to every single thing has pointed to absolute right. And any right, Wendy says, argument against it is just not paying attention here. We're past this coordinating committee thing here. You know, the rights as a director, we're not asking for records. We're asking for inspection, which means that we go there and we examine records. We're not asking for anyone to do anything. We're just asking to go there and inspect the documents and the foundation like it says in our thing here. So I would hope that this board here will just say, yeah, let's go with the Article 12, Section 3 and give us the rights to do this because that's what we're asking to do. And the coordinating committee really has nothing to do with my rights as a director in this situation here.
Ambrose, can I be added to this stack? Sorry, it's Julie. Can I be added?
Yes, by all means.
And Mark, I have a question for
Patty. Can Zarina be added to the stack?
Yes, Zarina.
And Bob.
Is Lonnie added?
And LaFarne, please.
Is that everybody?
Well, no, Mark, I want to have a question for Patty and LaFarne.
All right, let's get that stack again.
Yeah, Lonnie's at
Lonnie? Zarina? Mark? Who else?
Julie?
Julie.
Julie was first.
All right, Julie was first, yeah.
Yeah, I'll defer until everyone else that hasn't spoken has spoken.
Yeah, Julie hasn't spoken.
So, can you put Ray?
Ray, okay.
Can I put somebody else on the stack?
Who?
I want to put Mike Martin on the stack.
Okay. Lonnie, Zarina, Mark, Julie, Ray, Mike.
Go. I just had a couple of points to make. I do think that the policy matters, and that we did, as I think Mark pointed out, take it to the coordinating committee part of that policy. But, you know, at the last board, we also said there were some additional components to that policy. What was this confidentiality agreement? And that we said at the last board that we would need language around that and have each person sign that confidentiality agreement. And I noticed in this letter, this also mentioned some other things at the very last part, the confidentiality obligations part of the letter. So I guess I have a question. You know, are we going to, you know, try to deal with that confidentiality item or not, or whether we're past that?
Okay.
Question.
The board is already bound by confidentiality.
But there have been recommendations from legal counsel that we actually sign confidentiality agreements, and I think that that's a wise thing to do, considering that some of our directors have already obtained legal counsel and are considering lawsuits, and I think that it's something that is very troublesome to
Who
me.
Who said we're considering lawsuits?
Hello?
Okay, that's
propaganda.
That's what I've heard. But regardless, I think that it's one thing that we can do to...
I thought that was a letter from an attorney saying he represented...
That's what I recall seeing. But at any rate, I think that it's a good precautionary measure to protect all of us since we're all potentially liable.
Yes.
Zarina?
Yeah. Yes, I haven't said much about this, and I haven't been sending any emails, but I have been reading the emails. I want to just say that... Personally, I feel that this is setting a very bad precedent with our organization. I'm a director, and there are 20 of us that are directors, or 22 of us that are directors. And if all of us are going to at some point want to do what we call an investigation or to look at, and I would like to speak before I'm interrupted by anyone, I think that this is holding our organization up once again. If you want to have an investigation, my question has always been, what is it for? What are you looking for? And I also detect a level of arrogance and belligerence on the part of some of the directors with what's going on. And to say that you're not pursuing a legal, that you're not going for the legal jugular, then what do you have a lawyer for? You don't need a lawyer if you need to go and do an investigation. If you know that the bylaws say that you as a director, I as a director, or any director has the right to pursue this, what's available to us at any of the stations or even at the national level, then what do you need a lawyer for? I don't like what's going on. And once again, I do feel that we are slowing down the process of what our foundation represents and the mission of this foundation. And if all we're going to be doing is going around and around every month, every year on something that we feel is personal about what we want to see that somebody's not doing with each station or each general manager or the staff or the national staff, I would like to know, what do you want it for?
Very relevant question.
Mark, Ray, and then Mike.
Well, Zarina, all I can say is I had a quick question. Patty, you said all we want to do is look. I remember in one of the letters, the first letter we got from your legal counsel, one of the things you said is that if you have to go back, which I guess you would, that you wanted the foundation to pay for LaVarne to fly to New York. Is that still the case?
It might be, yes.
All right, so you want a little bit more than you also want some money.
No, we don't want money. LeVarne was here, and that's besides, that's not has anything to do with it. We're talking about directors' rights here.
I just wanted to know, was that still on the table, the airfare for LeVarne to go to New York at the foundation's expense?
$300?
Yeah, it's just yes or no.
I'm not the lawyer. I have no idea.
Okay.
Sounds like an interrogation.
Yeah, I'm, you know, what...
No, come on now. I'm not interrogating. I'm just wondering...
How much did the board meeting cost? How much was the board meeting here?
I don't know. I was just wondering, was that also... Because you said we. I assumed that if you went forward, because you're in New York, I know. When you said we, then I assumed you meant LeVarne as well, so I'm saying, did you
That's
then...
That's correct.
So you want her to, you know, to be flown to New York for the purposes of also doing this inspection with you, correct? That's all I'm just trying to...
Yes, so LeVarne should be here.
All right. That's what I'm just trying to clarify. All right, thank you.
I'd like to get on the stack if I could, Steve.
Done. Hello?
Hello? Steve, you're up.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Silence.
What I did was call up Ray and Mike, and then Steve.
Bob, you put me on the list.
Ray?
I can let Steve go first. I mean, I spoke earlier.
I'm not in any hurry. Go ahead through the sack.
Okay.
Bob, then.
Mike, then Steve, then Bob,
and Ray.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
LeVarne, I believe I was on the stack, but I don't know where in there now.
I didn't hear you. Okay.
Oh, this is like, you know, at least when you went through the stack initially, so I think you dropped me off. Could you at me? This is LeVarne.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you after me, LeVarne?
You know, I could have been, but no. I think I was about a couple of people down, but I definitely was before the last two or three names you called.
All right.
Okay. Mike, then LeVarne, then Steve, then Bob, then Ray. Remember that.
Is Mike with us?
I don't think Mike's with us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I'm next. This is LeVarne.
LeVarne, yeah.
Okay, you know, a number of concerns, since I'm one of the directors here who's asking to have to exercise the rights of the director of the foundation, which is absolute rights to inspect the books at any time within reasonable request. And I think before the last board meeting in New York City, that's exactly what was done. We were given 7 days' notice, and at that time, you were in order to provide transparency and to exercise our duties as a director, which the directors are the ones who are responsible, not the ED, that we asked for the courtesy to allow us to do that, and it was denied. And this letter here really does not address what we have asked for. Basically, this letter from another attorney refers to an opinion from a prior attorney. So we're getting like opinion on opinion, which of course doesn't deny this, and then it begins to address a committee. The absolute rights of the director is not governed by this committee, and that's not a process. That is not part of the rights. So therefore, this is just simply another delay. We'd like, you know, your support in exercising these rights. I think that all of us were there at the PNB. We know that there are problems, there are issues there in WBAI, and Patty and I decided we would have time to do that, to address this issue for the directors and for the foundation. And I think the CPA in the audit out the major issue there when the from the cost of consultant went from $128,000 down to zero on the audited report. So that's, you know, a serious red flag that we could have addressed at that time. And again, we get this delay. And as Wendy said, you know, this attorney basically lays out that, okay, I can address something for additional funds, I can address each issue that comes up. The rights are absolute. The exceptions are if there's some concern in terms of if there's some issue where there's some conflict of interest, like if I work for another radio station, I wanted to see salaries of our people, then there could be a conflict of interest. But there is none. Our issues are to protect the foundation. We are about foundation building. And I would just ask that the directors, any vote, we really need to have a roll call to see that the ones who are protecting the listeners' interests and exercising the absolute rights of the directors, that, you know, we need to move forward with this and stop this delay tactic.
Will you sign a confidentiality agreement?
We have all signed confidentiality agreements. We all will. We can all sign them, including our national staff needs to sign confidentiality agreements.
Maria on the staff.
Steve, Bob, Ray, and who is this?
Maria.
Maria? Okay.
Yeah.
Lonnie, on a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Mm-hmm. I would like to make a motion, but before I do that, I would just like to make a comment. From my perspective, which is very new to this situation, it sounds to me like the directors individually have rights that are not really in question, and that the staff has concerns that are not really in question, and that we need to work together as a group to address both of those things, so that when the directors want to see some information, they're not giving up their rights by going through a process. They're showing courtesy to the rest of the board and the staff by going through that process. And the staff is showing courtesy to the board members, even though they have concerns, to move quickly to assuage their concerns to meet the request. And what I see happening here is that there's a fueling of mutual distrust because of delays that, at this point, I don't fully understand. It doesn't seem like it's about what we're talking about. So I just would hope that we can move from here and acknowledge that the directors have absolute rights, the staff have absolute concerns, and that we create a process whereby we voluntarily sublimate our individual concerns to the best interest of the organization and move forward. But that can only work if people do it within a time frame that's reasonable on both sides.
William Walker on the staff, please.
Uh-huh. And I would just like to now propose that because this is now almost a month since it came up at the last board meeting, and that this issue has been around for a while, that we move now to direct the staff to give the directors access to the information they've requested.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded.
Can I just, Ambrose, this is
yes.
Julie, can I just clarify something really quickly?
Certainly.
Is that we do have policy on the books to handle these requests. It's via the coordinating committee. So, again, I would suggest that all new directors revisit that. It was passed on April 28th, 2004.
Hello,
Eddie. They become familiar with the process that we've passed and established as a foundation and as a board of directors.
I acknowledge that, and that's what I'm referring to. But my belief is that for a variety of reasons, that was not possible to go through that process a month ago because the coordinating committee had not met.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't in response directly to you. It was just
okay.
More a point.
Now we have done that. This request has been considered. Legal opinion has been received. Let's move forward on this particular request and agree ourselves that we're going to follow the process and move forward.
Okay, we've got a motion on the second.
I'm sorry, who is speaking, please?
Steve.
Who made the motion? Steve. Who seconded?
Steve.
Maria.
Thank
Maria.
You.
And the motion.
Can I get on the stack? Can anyone hear me?
Hey,
who
Mike,
is
this? Mike Martin.
You missed your turn, Mike.
Mike is back.
Well, I've been here. I've been talking to myself. I can't figure out how to work my phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I've heard everything. Sorry.
Okay. You want on a new stack to deal with this motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I still want to stay. I was on the stack, Maria.
I've got you on the stack. I've got Bob, Maria, William.
Yeah,
and
Ray somewhere.
Ray and...
And stick me on the old stack, Mr. Chair.
And Larry Moe and Curly.
Can we put Mike at the top of the list?
Okay, because Mike...
don't we have a motion on the floor now?
We do. We'd like to speak to it.
And they want to be on the stack on the motion. So
we're going to do it, Mike.
We can agree to let our one lawyer on
William.
Our other lawyer on the board to say something.
Okay, so who was next, Mr. Chair?
Mike, Bob, Maria, William, Ray.
Thank you.
And who? Bob?
Yeah. No, Mike was first.
Mike, you're next.
Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, Mike.
Okay, I apologize for... I don't know why, but I apologize. Anyway.
It worked.
stop playing with your phone, Mike.
I'm sorry, Mark. The statute and the lawyer's letter and our discussion at the PNB last in New York basically all reach the same conclusion. And that's very simply stated that the right is absolute, but the production
or the right to access has to be reasonable, within a reasonable period of time. It can't place a burden on anybody. It's similar to the way we operate in the court system. We ask for documents from each other when we sue each other all the time, and it has to be a reasonable period of time. It's generally 30 days, and the production has to be made, or there are objections and so forth. That, it's just that simple. There's no brain surgery here. I mean, and so directors have the right to make this request. They make the request, and there has to be a reasonable response, a reasonable time to respond. And that's it. So, I mean, a month has passed already, you know, maybe a couple more weeks is needed, I don't know, maybe not, but I mean, we're getting close to the reasonable period of time to respond, and that's really all there is to it. It's not that complicated. I mean, it's the right of access is there, the lawyers, the statute, everybody says the same thing. It's just a matter of what's reasonable in terms of time, in terms of producing. And in terms of the confidentiality agreement, we agreed to do that at the last PNB meeting with regard to the NFC resolutions, and that we're actually going to submit one for the next PNB meeting after our next NFC meeting, but we're all bound by confidentiality anyway. I mean, it's a matter of law, so either way you look at it, I mean, I think it's healthy and good to sign a confidentiality agreement, and I think we should. I think that's the responsible thing to do, and we'll produce one at NFC if nobody else does, but it's just a matter of reasonableness. Let's just get this done.
All right, Bob,
Maria.
Okay, I agree with the spirit that there's a general presumption, you know, that the California law and the bylaws talk about the absolute right. And in the lawyer's opinion, he says that while this is section 6334 is what he's talking about in the California law, it does provide absolute inspection rights. And also, there's various other privacy and confidential information laws conflict with Section 334, making it unacceptable to provide unfettered access to all corporate records in every circumstance. And then later, he says that since Pacifica is obligated to allow directors to inspect nearly all documents, yet not permitted to allow inspection of certain protected documents, it has no alternative but to make a good faith determination as to which requested documents are protected from inspection and which are not. And then he says it's infeasible to do this instantly.
Point of order.
Good faith delay in making the determination concerning inspection rights is necessary. So, to me, the issue is that time is of the essence here. There's been a while to deal with this, and perhaps the board needs to direct the executive director to just quickly say, are any of the documents on this list of requested documents coming into a category that the executive director would suggest would be protected based on some legal you know, issues?
Privilege.
And then the coordinating committee should just quickly rule on that, yes or no. But any documents that are not asserted by the executive director to be protected should be provided, you know, immediately.
But
as immediately as is reasonable for the staff.
The coordinating committee is not a judge.
Maria is next in line.
Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, I want to agree with both Mike and Steve, and thank you both for your comments. I want to reiterate a little bit of what we talked about in New York, which is that it's even in a way beyond just directors' rights here. It's directors' duties to know these things because we are supposed to be the governing board and we're supposed to know these what's going on. And if there is a concern about something, whether it's financial or something rather, it's beyond just our right to know. It's our responsibility to know. And we are held responsible by law to be making right judgments for the corporation, for the foundation, and for the constituencies that we serve with it. And with that said, they've already agreed to confidentiality agreements. There's been plenty of time. In my judgment, it's they've been beyond reasonable. I personally don't think there are any nefarious motives here. And most of us don't have time to do this kind of a thing. I certainly don't. So from my perspective, man, I appreciate that we've got some directors that are willing to go above and beyond the duty to go, like, spend their free time, you know, making sure that the foundation is in order. And I know some people have some concerns that there are, like, other motives, but, you know, man, more information is better. And you know, as long as the we agree to keep things confidential within us, within this body, I think we got to move forward on this. I think it's our responsibility.
Rose, put me
William,
on the
Mark,
back, please.
William, then Ray.
And Mark,
and
like to get on.
Let's wrap this thing up. Oh, you want to get on, Mark? Okay.
And Rose, I want to say something. This is Donna.
Okay.
I don't understand the, why this is such a hang-up, and I just want to know. I know that, but I do, I want to speak on the salaries thing, and just really quickly, I understand that you guys want to move on, but I think that they're, needs to be a way where we figure out an average of what hourly and management employees make and just average it out by the number of FTEs there are and the hours that they put in and figure out what the base average rate is of every employee. And we need to figure out there are privacy issues around issuing the management salaries, folks who aren't in the bargaining unit, and move on as far as salaries. As far as the other stuff, I'm not sure what the long laundry list is, but I just know that every meeting that we've had has been bogged down with this issue, and I'd like to see when we're going to move beyond it, and it's been 2 years. So that's it.
Ambrose, did you get
okay.
to this? Is Wendy.
Ray, Donna, Wendy.
And Mark, I think you have.
And Mark, yeah.
And then Fatty, please.
Okay.
Well, I like very much what Steve said, except for some of the conclusions. I do agree that that this is a process that is important. I mean, all of us are directors here. I'm not arguing against my right to check information to protect the organization. I voted against some of that because I felt it was done in a way that was, well, I don't want to label it, but that I felt it should have been done differently. And there was plenty of opportunity to do it. And if indeed there is no, as was said, for example, back on the Finance Committee, there was no urgency. It was not in response to, I believe that Levan just said that there was a one item that about something that went from a fairly large amount to zero. I'm sure it's not going away. And so where I differ from Steve is that I would apply the process, I would respect it, and I would respect it to use it. And it's been said that the reason, one of the reason at least, was that the committee did not meet. I suspect that all it would have taken would be requesting the committee to meet on such a serious issue. The committee would have done so. And I'd like to do that as soon as possible.
Donna, Wendy, and Fadi.
Okay.
You keep skipping me, Ambrose.
Did I skip you?
Yeah.
No.
Mark is ahead of me.
Okay. Go ahead. He's ahead of Fadi, right?
No, I'm the last person on the stack. So.
Okay. Donna,
okay.
Wendy, Mark, and Fadi.
The directors have an absolute right. No one is disputing that. We're only asking the directors to go through the process established by the PMB. So the only question is, have directors Heffley and Williams gone through the process through the coordinating committee? And if
no.
they did, what is the result or what came out of the coordinating committee? And then let's move on. I don't understand why we keep talking about this. This is ridiculous. Nobody's disputing that Levarne and Patty have the right. We're just asking you to go through the process that we established. And if you did do that, and if the process is the coordinating committee, let's get the result of that and go ahead and push the process further. That's it.
Wendy?
I think that the biggest disaster or the biggest thing that is making the foundation not work right now is the fact that PNB directors' terms are only 1 year. So they're elected, and then they spend 3 months waiting for the first meeting, and then they go on, you know, in that first meeting, which we all know is just housekeeping, and then they go, they wait along for the next. And so this term in particular has been especially encumbered by problems with the officers. And so I wanted to reiterate my speech that I made at the New York meeting, which was, that we, because one of the biggest things that we're being, actually the only thing that we're being hit with on this director's request is, well, we don't want to release personnel information. And I want to just say to the board that we have gotten this, there was, you know, all last year was spent on trying to find out how much the people who work for us make, what are, and then, you know, we found that out. We were given that information once. It was pretty vague, but it was, you could kind of tell. And then this thing keeps coming up again and again and again. I made this speech at the New York meeting. I don't want to ever talk about this again. And then we talked about it again, like the very next day, you know. Oh, well, we can't tell you guys what people make. And part of this request, and the only one that that people are finding at all legitimate, is that they want to know, oh, well, how much money did you make while you worked? I mean, how many hours did you work to make that money? And that seems to be another roadblock that we're getting. The rest of it, I mean, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, oh, they asked for cash receipts from how long do we know? Well, I don't think that they're asking for cash receipts from all time, and I don't think any reasonable person thinks that. They gave kind of really concrete dates on the other stuff they were asking for. And so I'm sure if the foundation gave these directors, voluntarily gave these directors, you know, the cash receipts for the last year or the last 2 years or whatever, that would be perfectly reasonable. And anything else is propaganda. We hear our employees stand up at PNB meetings and say, you know, don't ask for my sexual preference. Well, nobody's asking for that. Nobody's asking for anybody's Social Security number. And I just need to reiterate again that anybody that votes against any of, well, okay, so they say, well, you need to follow the process. Well, the process has been messed up. The coordinating committee has not met. When they do meet, it's not properly done. It's, you know, we can't continue to go on. You are wasting the listeners' money with opinions from lawyers that just really say, yeah, you got to do it. But could you please ask them? Because we know that they have a history of being outspoken. Could you please ask them to be nice about it? Well, nobody's saying that anybody's not nice about it. The only reason that anything's not nice is because there's obstruction. So this is ridiculous to be spending all this time on this. You know, nobody could win if it went to court. You can't vilify people for saying that they will go to court just for the right to get the information and maybe one plane ticket because you didn't do it right in the first place. This is dumb, and we will lose. And for the good of the foundation, please stop any obstruction. It doesn't matter if you like the person asking for it. If it's you and you're against all odds, I will vote for you, too.
Mr. Chair, I would like to have an answer to my question.
Wait, I'm next on the stack, I think.
From the directors who are submitting this request, not from Wendy. I want an answer from LaVarne and from Patty. Did they go through the process and submit it to the coordinating committee? And then from the coordinating committee, I would like to have an answer as to what happened with the request.
I want
to make sure you get that answer to your question.
There's a stack going on.
There are two people on the stack, and at the end of those two persons, let's deal with this. It is after 11 o'clock, folks.
All right, Mark, Mr. Chair, my next. Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mark.
Oh, okay. First of all, and Wendy, I don't know what you were saying about the coordinating committee and it wasn't done properly. I mean, technically this isn't being done properly, but here we are 4 hours later. So, I mean, I think we have to realize the situation that we're in. I think the coordinating committee is certainly functional now. And as far as I know, the coordinating committee did not at any time receive a request from the director, dear coordinating committee, or dear Mr. Chair, we'd like to have the coordinating committee convene because we'd like the following information as per the procedure we passed on 428. Instead, a letter was once again delivered directly to the executive director declaring on the part of the directors that 7 days was reasonable which is very debatable, by the way. But 7 days is reasonable. I'll be there in 7 days, and I want the material. And if not, I'll have to fly back. You're going to pay to fly me back, and all this kind of stuff. I think the way it was handled was not the way it should have been handled. It's unfortunate. And I was reading today on a listserv where myself and all the other members from the D.C. delegation on the board were attacked as being obstructionists and in the pocket of management and you know, crazy and all this kind of ridiculousness, all stemming from this request. I think in the future that the directors, if they want information, just contact the coordinating committee, send a letter or email, and say, I'd like to get this information, and then see what happens. That's one of the reasons why we're in the position that we are, because that was not done, to answer your question, Donna. Now, having said that, what can we do now? I still think we should affirm the procedure of 428, and that letter, a request, should be sent to the coordinating committee tomorrow, saying, I want this information, and then that coordinating committee sends it on to the ED and sets up so that can be done. But I don't see why we have to circumvent that process of the coordinating committee, because we say if we do that, then we're treading on the director's ability to do it. I don't need a coordinating committee to do it. Absolute is absolute. You know, my great-grandfather was given an absolute freedom paper. You know what happened to that? I mean, the point of the matter is we have to deal with one another. And it seems to me that if we have this committee, why not utilize it instead of saying any director at any time, you can just forget this procedure that we spent all this energy creating because last year's problem.
This is Patty.
Okay, it's my Patty's turn.
I mean, I have my closing sentence. The reason we created the coordinating committee because last year we had, once again, directors with attorneys demanding information, and we were bumping heads, and so we came up with a procedure to avoid that. And instead of utilizing that procedure, we had two new directors this year once again bypass that procedure and go directly to the executive director with the demand, which is why we are where we are right now.
I'd like to call the question.
Patty's turn.
Calling the question.
Patty's turn, and then we'll call the question.
All right. And that is part of my thing. But first of all, Donna had a question, I think a good question. At the New York City PNB meeting, the PNB took this entire issue and sent it to coordinating committee. The coordinating committee did meet. Unfortunately, we lost quorum really quickly. I'm not sure when, but Julie, I'm sure, can attest to that. And so we decided not to take positions, but bring this back. And one of the reasons why we didn't want to take positions, obviously, is because we did not have legal counsel, Pacifica's counsel's opinion on this. We weren't sure when as that would arrive. I agree with what Steve and Mike had mentioned. The fact is, you know, directors' rights they have gone through the process of the coordinating committee. The coordinating committee prior to this month did not exist, but on paper, and that is a fact. And so with that, I'd like to move and call the questions.
Steve, you want to repeat your motion?
Sure. I'll just repeat very briefly the context, which is that we're acknowledging the absolute director's rights, we're acknowledging the needs of the staff to be careful in meeting them, and we're just trying to work together on this to make sure that we can get the job done. This has been going on a long time. Everybody knows about the specific request, so I'm moving that we direct the staff to provide the information that the directors have asked for.
Are you ready to vote? Are there any objections? Hello?
Information?
Yes.
Steve, what happens if the executive director, who's not on this call tonight, says that he believes there's a legal problem with one or another of the documents that are requested?
It's too late.
Then give all the other ones.
I'm asking Steve.
I agree it's too late. I think that that this is not being handled in a way that's going to reduce divisions amongst us. It's being handled in a way that paralyzes the foundation. I think that the information should be delivered. If there were going to be some concerns about the information, the time for coming up with those concerns is long past.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just think I think it should be clarified that the information is not going to be delivered, but rather that the right of inspection. We're really just talking about the right to have access and inspect, so that nobody's going to have to go, you know, Xerox a bunch of stuff and send it someplace.
Right. We send LeVarne back to New York.
sacrifice. Well, I don't know about that, but...
And how many days and nights at what hotel?
Patty's already in New York, and she could inspect and, you know, maybe call LaVarne on the phone from the New York office, and they could coordinate together. I mean, there might be a better way to do this as opposed to having to incur additional expense.
This is LaVarne. Mark, where do you live?
In Washington.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
If I lived in New York, LaVarne, you'd be welcome to stay with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Is there further discussion on the motion?
This is Patty.
Yes, Patty.
Okay, basically,
The question's been...
You're right. Sir. No question. Forget it. Take it back.
Call the vote.
Was there clarification that we were talking about right to inspect and not production?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Rob?
Call the roll.
I don't know.
Are we voting to call the end debate, or you were voting first to end debate?
Yes,
right.
Debate.
Oh, aye.
Is there any objection to ending debate?
Is there an objection to ending debate?
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Is there any objection to ending debate?
Oh.
Hearing none, we'll go to vote on the motion.
Can we have the motion read, please?
Steve?
I'm sorry, I haven't written it down. I would just say that...
Lonnie, do you have it?
It's kind of paraphrased, but it says, we recognize the director's absolute rights and to direct the staff at WBAI to give the directors the information that they have requested.
So I would just
give access.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, I also want to put in there that we also recognize the staff's obligation to, you know, to handle these matters carefully, but we're moving forward. I think I would just keep it very simple.
We can't direct the staff at BAI to do anything. We can direct the ED to do it.
No, I would just keep it very simple and direct the management to give the directors access to the information they've asked for.
You're asking the P&D management to do it.
Right.
No, the ED has to do it.
That's what we were talking about.
Well, who is the ED?
You need to
ED
say that. We hereby direct the ED to fulfill this directive.
Steve, give me your language, please.
The board directs the management to make the information available.
All right. Let's go.
I'd like to the rights of inspection. The documents is only that is not the full inspection rights that we've asked for. We've asked for inspection rights, full inspection rights.
What does that mean?
That means full inspection rights, just like it says. Every director and his or her designated agent has the absolute right at any reasonable time to view and copy any and all documents of the foundation. That's what director's rights are.
But I thought you made specific requests, Patty. You listed six things.
We did do that. That's correct.
Can I interrupt you for a second? You know, you've got a lot of us on the side of allowing you to go do what you've been asking to do. And Steve has put a motion forward that I think that, you know, people may come around and actually vote on. We could get this off the table and quit having it in our way. Don't complicate it, please. Just let's go with Steve's motion. Let's vote it up or down, and then you can bring up whatever else you want after that.
If you could just say the ED as opposed to the management, which is nebulous, it seems like it would be better.
I don't want to...
That's not what he said.
I want to do what I said because the spirit of this is that we're not at each other's throats, that we're going to try to work together, that we're going to get past this particular incident, which everybody agrees was not handled well, I think, and we're going to move forward and handle it better next time. So now we're going to just go and do this. And next time we're going to go through the process. That's the spirit of the motion.
Mr. Chair, can we vote?
I know.
Yes. Call the roll.
Well, we need the motion read, please. It's unacceptable to have a vague motion.
Can you stop interrupting? And maybe we can get some clarity.
It is really appropriate to have the motion read.
It's going
to
be read. If you guys would just all let the motion be read, it will be read.
Will you please read the motion?
The board directs management to make the information available to the directors of this request.
Okay.
I don't know the specifics of the request. Somebody who's got more history on this should phrase it if it needs to be more accurate. But
can't you just say the requested information?
Point of order, call the roll.
Excuse me.
Well, this is out of order. The motion's been stated. If we're going to debate it,
it's not a motion. That motion.
He said, direct management to make
you guys
the information
know what I've got?
Requested available.
Ambrose?
That was
the right,
motion, and it was seconded, and we're now ready to vote.
Yes.
Will you please call the roll?
Make the material available. Let's go on.
Point of order?
By director?
Yes, point of order.
The original thing was that the inspector would physically inspect the premise, to inspect the records that they were looking for. How does that fit in with what we're doing right now?
He says make the information requested available.
What do you mean, they want to climb in the file cabinet? What do you mean, inspect?
Yes, file. That's correct.
Point of
that's
order. Correct. Can we?
I'm sorry.
We cannot put any burden on the staff.
Mr. Chair,
are we saying now that we're putting a burden on
you're
the staff?
You're out of order.
Everybody was out
call
of order.
Call the roll.
I don't know what the motion is.
I just read it to you twice.
Can it be read again then, please?
Listen.
The PNB directs management to make the information requested available.
I would just say the information requested by directors Heffley, and I'm not sure what your last name is.
Well, what I've got is we recognize the director's absolute rights, and we direct the ED to grant access to the directors, Patty Heffley and LeVarne Williams, the information that they have requested.
I second the motion.
Wait, not what I said.
That's okay. Right.
But, Steve, you keep changing what you're saying.
Well, I don't want to add that first part on. Let me try one more shot at making it very clear.
All right.
But Steve, that is what you said. I seconded you. That is what you said. That's exactly
also,
what you said.
There
initially
was also a point in there about the staff's responsibility. Both
yeah,
parts were in there originally.
That's the thing, that if we're going to assert director's rights, I want to also say that we acknowledge the staff's obligation, you know, to care, and if we don't want to do that, let's not mention either one, because I think it's a two-way street here. I think if we want to just strip the motion down,
Steve, it's too late. You made the
motion. You're explaining your motion. You need to state your motion and not be affected by how the rest of the board is chewing it up, and just, you need to move. We're going to be doing this all night.
Okay. The motion is...
All right. Thank you, Steve. What is it?
The board directs management to make the information requested by directors Patty and LeVarne available for inspection.
Okay, let's vote.
All right, and that was seconded.
Yes.
All right, let's call the roll. We know what it is.
Please call the roll.
William Walker.
No.
Patty Saba.
Patty Saba, yes.
LeVarne Williams.
Yes.
Maria Armudian.
Yes.
David Adelson?
Yes.
Julie Chavez Rodriguez?
Pass.
Donna Warren?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Patty Heffley?
I'm going to say yes.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Michael Sharif Warren?
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Sharif Warren?
Yes.
And Ngozi Kamau?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
Yes.
Okay.
Wendy Schroll?
Who keeps saying yes for Sharif? Is he there or not?
Didn't respond. Wendy, I'm calling you now, not Michael. How do
yes
you vote? Rob Robinson, yes. Mark Roberts?
Yes.
Serena Shakir? Shakir?
Yes.
Let's see, Julie Chavez Rodriguez?
Abstain.
Serena Shakir?
No.
Okay. One.
12, 3, 2, and 1 pass.
Could you repeat the roll call again? Not the roll call, but the final count.
I got 12, yes. 3, no. 2 abstentions, 1 pass.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I'm recording Ward Churchill speaking in Claremont for KPFK and can't be on the rest of the call. Bob Letter has submitted the majority report for the Governance Committee, and I believe Marty Derlin can represent some of the minority viewpoints, and I'd like to...
Marty's no longer
with us, but...
Can we have orders of the day, Mr. Chair? I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, orders of the day.
I regret to the board that I cannot be on the call. I have to take care of the...
Thank you, Dave.
So I'll say goodnight to you guys.
Yeah, haven't we exceeded? I've called orders of the day, Mr. Chair. We have exceeded our time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
and we go now to the governor's committee.
I'm with Mark.
Hi, Ambrose, can I say something? That order of the day, Mark.
What?
I second your motion.
Yeah,
I
order of the day. Whatever we didn't get to, we'll get to next week.
Yeah,
all right. Next week? That's my motion. What's next week?
I mean, when do we meet again? Oh, 5-9 for the recommendations.
Well, we haven't made that motion. I don't know we're doing that.
The orders of the day, so we'll...
Is there a meeting on 5-9?
Yeah, we don't need to make a motion about it. All we need to do is notice it.
Hello, I've never heard this until just now.
Remember, Wendy, we said the Executive Review Committee wants the search to come back on 5-9 with the names?
Okay, so the PNB is meeting on 5-9. Is that the motion?
Yes, that's the motion.
Very definitely.
I second the motion.
So moved. Call the question.
Question's been called.
5 p.m.
Is there any discussion?
No. What's the motion, sir?
There's no discussion.
5 p.m. Pacific on 5-9 will be the next meeting of the full PNB?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll have notice of the meeting?
Yes, you'll have everything.
You're awesome. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's adjourn.
Take care.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You got it.